our next question is about government finances. When we think about government finances, many of us immediately think taxes, but taxes are only one way to finance government. Fees are another means of generating revenue, sometimes a hotly debated means. Fees, of course, can be paid directly to the county or to third parties for county-mandated products and services. How do you view the use of fees versus taxes to fund the Outagamie County government's activities?
I believe that I'm a big believer in users of government services should, if they have the ability to pay for them, they should be paying for the services, even if you're a criminal. I mean, if you go to jail, you should be paying for your jail time. But again, I'm a big believer in user fees and not to be on the tax levy for any taxpayer, because if the service is needed, fine, by the general public. But there are some programs, specifically when I was the state treasurer, part of our office was on the general tax levy. I converted every program to a user fee program, which the program was paid by user fees. And therefore, it became actually a profit center when I was the state treasurer. And therefore, we even supplied more money back to the general fund for doing so. At the county level, it's a little different because there's a lot of mandates by federal and state governments for social programs. And there are a lot of people that just can't afford. Elderly people who have limited incomes cannot afford Brewster Village, for example. Or people who are mentally handicapped. They need these different services. So a lot of social programs in Outagamie County are funded by the general tax levy. As you know, the budget in Outagamie County is $210 million. The tax levy for county citizens is $60 million. Of that $60 million that's paid by county taxpayers, 40% comes from the Health and Human Services Department. And so there may be ways that we need to find more revenue from the state or federal government and to underfund the amount of money to county government. But there are some programs that probably should be looked at for more user fees.
When we talk about user fees, and I've gotten this question from time to time, if a service is mandated, then charging a user fee for it really amounts to a tax. Can you think of any situations right now where people are charged fees for, a trash pickup is one that comes up in the municipalities sometimes, and how you might look at that on a county level?
Again, there are enterprise funds in the county, such as the airport, such as single stream recycling, such as waste pickup. Those are programs that are supposed to be, really should be self-supporting. And if the community as well as the county want these services to be provided, we should find ways to make certain that they're self-supporting. And user fees is a good example of that.